Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you crazy? Are you a
man, this was a motherfucker. I had to get this right, but I did, and I got it in time. So, motherfuckers, you know, y'all been, you know, emailing me about this shit, and I got some to say right off the top. Whatever the fuck you've been hearing about, however you've been hearing it, I do not have a problem with Steve the Dean. I do not have a problem with Lucario. I do not have a problem with EO. I did tag them the Three Amigos. But I did that because Steve the Dean pissed me off with some goddamn shit he was saying about Game. That didn't mean me and him fell out as friends, although I probably didn't talk to him since then. But what I'm saying, Lucario and EO, they just fucked with Steve, and I fucked with them fucking with Steve. I don't know them motherfuckers, and I don't fuck with them, so I don't really, you know, have nothing against them. But I'm going to say this, and I don't want to spend a lot of time answering questions about it. That nigga EO, I'm disappointed to find out that motherfucking punk called into my show and was too scared to identify his motherfucking self. What I'm saying is this, man. You guys want to talk about, I'm talking about the Three Amigos. You want to talk about Game. You want to talk about what it represents. And this motherfucker came on my goddamn show, called in, and didn't identify itself. Okay, he didn't identify itself. The shit I talk about concerning you Three Amigos is exactly what the fuck that motherfucker showed. Punk shit. That motherfucker ain't got no reason in the world to be talking about Game. First thing Game show you is you got to show up when you called out. Game tell you that. Now, that Lucario nigga, I ain't got no problem with him. He ain't called. I hope he ain't called into my show. Steve the Dean, I know he ain't called in. If he did, he would have said this Steve. I'm pretty sure Lucario would have said this Lucario. But this nigga didn't say who the fuck he was. But he did say, oh, yeah, man, I called into your show the other day and asked you about drugs, remember? Well, motherfucker, you got to tell me some shit like that. Why you didn't just say this EO? Because you shit Kool-Aid, motherfucker. That's why. Now, I ain't even mad at you now. I'm just letting you know, a real nigga, let you know what's happening. And I'm going to let you know that was some punk shit to motherfucking come on my goddamn show and not say who you was, not once, but twice. Come on, motherfucker. I even said you was a fool and a sucker. And you didn't admit who you were. Man, that shows you possess sucker's game. Just like Steve and Dean and Lucario. That's all I had against or mad at them about. Watering down the game so all you motherfucking punk motherfuckers can do that shit like EO.
I'm on the DL, man. I'm on the down low. I don't want to flip myself off like that.
Punk ass motherfucker. Then, sucker, you said the shit I was spitting set you up. Hey, if you motherfuckers don't believe it, go. Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Because this motherfucker said, man, you got me speechless. He said that. Now, come on. Does that sound like a motherfucker with game? Now, the way I found this shit out is motherfuckers that think you fake too hit me. Told me exactly where it is. It's on the video. Can't you see I'm saying you can do a tour or whatever the fucking title is. And at 17 minutes and 54 seconds in, you called in and punked all the motherfucking way out. That's why I told Dean, I didn't want to do no more shows with your motherfucking ass, man. Something wrong with that motherfucker. I didn't know you was this kind of punk. You know, I told Dean, man, I can't fuck with that motherfucker. That shit's contagious, man. I don't want to catch that punk shit. I say, Dean, you better watch out. That nigga got punk in him. And the nigga called in and didn't say his motherfucking name. All you motherfuckers that listen to EO, that's who you listening to. A motherfucker that will call in and acknowledge he called in before, but he ain't gonna admit he one of the three amigos when I'm talking shit about him. But you know what you did, nigga? That was really fucked up while you was talking. Because I listened to this shit. I couldn't believe it. So, you know, there was so many motherfuckers telling me where it was. I couldn't fucking believe it, but I listened to it. And while we was talking, you said, well, I, man, you know, you were talking about the three amigos. But I'm not really like that, man. You know, some of you say it like that. Dude, all I'm saying is this. This is the last you're going to hear from me about that shit. But if your motherfucking ass call into my show again and don't have enough nuts to introduce who the fuck you are, man, I'm going to try to find you because I bet that booty good. Yeah, nigga, I said it. Because that was some bitch shit you did. You could either call in and man up or you can call in talking shit about what I just said, nigga. I don't give a fuck which one you do. Now, wait a minute, let me have a drink. I feel much better because I got that off my chest. I didn't want to tell Dean that I ain't really mad at you, nigga. But something in me wouldn't let those words come out of my mouth. But this nigga, I don't think Dean would have did no punk shit like that. I just don't. So my point is that I have to look forward. And I am so fucking happy these days that I can't sleep. At my age, I should be resting and living the life of Riley. But these projects that I'm doing, they keep coming through. Right now, I have three, I'm going to say multi-million dollar projects going, but they may not be. But they're big for me. And overall, I have 11 projects that I've been working on, you know, for the past 7 years. But these three are very close to coming to fruition. So I try to sleep, but I keep dreaming of things to do. And I'm a nigga, I can't get heaven on my mind like that. So I get up and I sit on the side of the bed thinking. Now this is something I'm really, this is a gem, a jewel. Do not become a motherfucker if you don't like thinking, especially at all hours of the motherfucking day. Fellas, you got to listen to me. I can't say any longer that compliance with the police is the words I use to say it with. I mean, we know about Black Lives Matter and all that goddamn shit. I ain't got the detailed shit. But with that said, just be fucking careful. You gotta understand they're killing motherfuckers, man. Just because they got cameras catching them, killing them, that don't mean shit. You see they still doing it. Even if they come to your fucking house and be fucking with you, just still, just be cool. Wait and file a lawsuit. I mean, to show your disgust with they racist bullshit. Don't react because they're going to kill you, man. They're going to fucking kill you. And if they don't kill you, they're going to make sure they cripple you. I'm telling you, I'm not, you know, saying be a punk for the goddamn police. I'm just remembering, it was, I forget where she was, but it was a police bitch that was fucking this nigga. And, well, no, I don't think she was actually fucking him. She just knew she could say she was scared of black men. And she knew she can kill this motherfucker. What I'm saying is, I forget that her name, but even Trump said, you know, damn, you know, fuck. It's perplexing why she actually did shoot. But that's what Black Lives Matter is all about. Motherfuckers shoot a nigga and don't even have a good reason. Except be a nigga. So, just because this lady, a police officer, was caught on camera killing this nigga, when it happened, white people was talking about Jesus Christ. I see black people are living with such, whatever, you know, pressure, blah, blah, blah. Well, this was true way back in time. We always been living with this shit. It's just now with this fucking instant viewing of the horrendous crimes are caught on goddamn camera. And we all get to see it for what it really is. I'm just speechless. I mean, I'm not speechless. Well, I'm telling you, I just don't really understand. What the fuck is going on here? Oh, I haven't lit live. Oh, wow. God damn, nigga, you are tripping, man. But Hey, you guys just coming in on Streamline. You know what? I got to start over because this shit is important to me. And, God damn. Man, I really fucked up. Well, maybe not. I know a lot of you motherfuckers listen to me on Blog Talk too. But those of you just coming in, it's because I forgot to go live on StreamYard. But everything I talked about for about the, let me see how long, the tab, 10 minutes, damn me, 15, oh my goodness, is on, everything I talked about is on Blog Talk, the Ask Rosebud show. And I'm just to recap some of it, I was trying to tell you guys about I am like over this Three Amigos bullshit. I ain't got no problem with Steve. I ain't got no problem with the car. You know, I ain't got no problem with EO, except fucking EO called into my motherfucking show. And he didn't say who he was. Talk to me. Let me call him a punk. Let me call the Three Amigos some suckers. He never identified himself. So what I'm saying is game. First thing about game. Nigga bring it to you. That's what they gonna do. They gonna bring it to you. But you better stand up. If you don't stand up, you done lost all respect like that motherfucker has lost for me. I wish he would call me with some goddamn bullshit about what I'm saying, because what he did was punk shit. And I told Steve the Dean, you need to quit fucking with that motherfucking nigga because something wrong with him. And Steve the Dean felt like whatever. I'm just saying, if you guys want to know why I was so upset about these motherfuckers using the word game, it's because of what that punk nigga did on the motherfucking video. Can't you see that the video is called Can't You See That I'm Saying You Can Do It Too, or This Is For You Too? 17 minutes and 54 seconds in. Now, why I know that? Because niggas hit me, emailed me, man, that was Eeyore on the phone. Woo-woo at this point. But I got three or four of those. Then I go on, you know, and listen to it, and I realize it is this nigga. But what I don't like is that he didn't identify himself. Plus, I was saying, man, you a punk. I'm talking about right in his face as we talking. Man, that shit you saying is some really punk ass shit. I'm saying this shit to the nigga. The nigga never spoke up. The nigga never spoke up. Then he said, damn, man, I'm speechless. Man, I don't know what to say to you. Look at the video and see it. 17:54 in. Can't you see this is for you? Whatever, how many days ago, whatever. My point is how can a nigga with game let that happen? I just can't see it. That showed that he possessed sucker's game. Sucker's got the game he got. Because think about this. What if we were somewhere public? Well, this was public. And everybody heard him. But I don't even have to say nothing to say because it has already been done. It was in public. Everybody fucking heard him say, oh, man. You got me speechless. I told you the motherfucker with gang go shut a motherfucker that ain't got none. Shut his ass up. but you want to believe this nigga's got some game. Steve the Dean, he fucked with me. So I would imagine his shit is nowhere near that weak. And I don't think it is. Matter of fact, I'll say it ain't. But what I'm saying is Steve the Dean did some punk shit too. He didn't tell me I was on that white boy show. I hold that against the nigga, and I probably will never forget it. But it do not mean me and that nigga ain't cool. I told you Shantae crossed me out of a bitch. I ain't never forgot it. Don't mean me and that nigga ain't cool. I don't give a fuck if you cross me, you black motherfucker. Same with you, Steve. I don't give a fuck if you did that shit. You see, I didn't like it, though. But EO, don't you come fucking with me. You can if you want to, at your own motherfucking risk. I drive a Mack truck at night when there's no stars out. The moon ain't out. There is no electricity, so there's no fucking street lights. I speed a fucking pedestrian area and ain't got no brakes. Get in my motherfucking way if you want to, nigga. Get in my motherfucking way if you want to. Come on, you got some game. All right, fuck that. I'm going to be through with that. And I'm going to go over what I was talking about. Because what I'm saying is I'll just be speechless about how these motherfuckers be acting. Not EO them, I'm talking about police. You know, I always say, do what the motherfucking popo say, and you might get to see tomorrow. But this shooting, oh, it was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She told this motherfucking nigga to get his license. And he turned around to get his ID. And when the motherfucker reached for his wallet, the bitch shot him. She said she was afraid for her life. Now, I know police all over the nation hate that bitch now. They hate her because now they can't use that fake-ass excuse. How's she going to be afraid for her life and the nigga ask, can he get his ID? So they all knew the way to get away with murdering black motherfuckers was to say they was afraid for their life. I'm talking about with the cameras rolling, this bitch shot an unarmed black man who was fully being compliant with her orders. The nigga ended up dead in the streets. So how can I tell your motherfucking ass to do what the police say? This shit got to stop. Not later. It got to stop now. This should be a thing of the past. You know the motherfuckers doing this shit. You want to know what a thing of the past is? This is something that's completely gone. People skills. People skills have been eroded from humanity. There's people who have skills, but they don't have people skills. You ever hear of people skills? You know what they are? You know, 660, oh shit, that's that fucking hamburger man. 660, I ain't fucking with you. What I'm saying is, you need to hear about people skills. Today, people are using everything except their God-given abilities to do shit. I'm guilty of it too. I used to have a phone book with a bunch of numbers, but I never used it because I remembered all the numbers, whoever informed me. I don't give a fuck if they was in New York, in San Francisco, in L.A., wherever the fuck they was, whatever the area code was. I knew that shit by heart. I had it in the phone book. And every blue moon, I did forget somebody's number. But what I'm saying is, since this technology, I don't even know my daughter's phone number. I just know she's number one. That ain't her phone number. And I know it begins with what it begins with. And when I put it, what it begins with, the rest of it comes up. But I don't know her number. So what I'm saying is, if you want to buy a car, instead of looking for the motherfucker, you get on the internet and allow the cars to be shown to you. I mean, that's cool if that's what you want to do. When you want to look for a hotel to stay in, you go to Travelocity or something so they can do the work for you. I mean, that's cool too if that's what you want to do. When you want to go out with a person, you use the internet to do research. Now, we got to draw a line right there. The line must be drawn in the sand. And if you don't want to cross into certain boundaries, you better, you know, pay attention to it. Not using your own ability to determine what person is cool for you is a fucking boundary you should not want to cross. Many of you motherfuckers are in a wreck. Many of you motherfuckers are looking for this quick fix. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're looking for. But there is no quick fix. There is a fix. And it actually happens rapidly. What I'm saying is people's skills that we once had are being replaced by automation and technology. Back in the day when you wanted to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you know, we didn't need no goddamn technology to send no texts or whatever the fuck. For one, it hadn't come into existence. But the way it was done was you had to approach that motherfucker in person. We could only depend on our people skills. 660, I've been letting you sit here for the past X amount of minutes. I asked you out once. You call right back. And I guess you think you're going to let me, let you order some pizza. I got you, man. 10 Downing Street. If something was in this person you're interested in, if something was in their past, we found out. We didn't need no motherfucking computer or technology. Sometimes we didn't. But it wasn't because we didn't, you know, use a computer. It was because we didn't put the work in to find out. Today, people don't have any people detecting skills. And that's the same to me. If you use a computer to find out about a potential date, do you think that computer can do what you can do? I think not. That computer can tell you everything you think is important about that motherfucker you're interested in. It can tell you where they work. It can tell you what their income is. It can tell you their credit rating and many, many, many more things it can tell you about this person. But you want to know that motherfucker can't tell you, that computer cannot tell you whether or not this person just started smoking crack in the last 3 months or doing heroin or any other fucking bad habit that people pick up. You keep depending on technology if you want to. I'll keep using my people skills. And I'll use them skills to decide what I need to do about any certain thing, any situation, and any certain person. Like this guy that keeps wanting to order pizza. Hey, matter of fact, what is up with you guys? Your last couple of videos, nobody... Oh, I don't know. It could be because everybody's scared of me because I'm mad at the three amigos. I don't know, man, but it seemed like I ain't getting no questions, no participation from the audience. You know, man, and yesterday, I know it was fucked up, but I just got pissed. And I just cut the video. I'm gone. Woo-woo. I'm trying not to do that today. Because I know everything is a whatever. 919. I hope this motherfucker ain't got two phones. Go ahead, 919. What's up?
What's up, bud?
Ain't nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing, man. But just to speak on that police situation you was talking about, right?
All right.
The best interaction is no interaction, man. You feel what I'm saying?
Bro. How you going to be invisible?
You got to watch from the shadows, bro.
Bro, I understand what you're saying, and you're right. You got to be sharp, because I don't interact with them at all, ever. So you're right. But what I'm saying, the average motherfucker can't be invisible like me, or you, if that's the case. So they don't fuck with them. They don't fuck with the police. The police fuck with them. There's no way you can not be seen. So whatever this motherfucker thinking, when he see you, you need to be ready to deal with it. Now, if you know how to stay in the cut, you know what I'm saying, and do whatever you're doing and stay invisible, that's what we're supposed to do. That's how you survive. That's how we live. They could be on the street 20 years and ain't never went to jail. Ain't even got picked up for a ticket. Because if I get a ticket, I'm sure I'm going to pay it. I'm gonna comply. So my point is, you're not wrong in what you're saying. So don't think that's what I'm saying. I actually agree that, you know, don't fuck with them. That's the best way. But how many motherfuckers do you know can say that they don't fuck with the police? And the police don't fuck with
them. I hope the people I know say they don't. But I do know my grandma told me, everybody not your friend. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, come on, man. Now you're talking in riddles. I don't want to be trying to figure out what fucking riddle you're saying. I understand, you know, whatever the fuck. But what I'm saying, and if you want to answer the question, you know, we could talk. But if you don't, then you said what you had to say, so we good. But I'm saying, how many motherfuckers do you know don't get fucked with, don't have to interact with the police? I bet you can't say that about yourself.
Nah, I could. Now, people, I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey, you could, but you'd be lying.
Nah, because I got to drive around the city.
You got what?
I got to drive around the city. My father told
around.
Me.
Hey, bro, listen. I know motherfuckers that have jobs that's the police. And they get fucked with. So what the fuck are you saying?
I'm saying I got to watch because I drive around the highways. So I watch them. I know different back roads. I can take a 10-minute drive to work, 40 minutes, taking three different roads.
Okay, bro. I ain't going to deny that you can do it. So, okay, what the point is, what is your point?
I was just speaking on me. But to answer your question, no, I don't know. Not a lot of people could say that they don't mess with the police.
I know, man. So what I'm saying is that's why you're full of shit, because you took all that time to come to the real shit. This is how people get fucked up in the streets. You think motherfuckers ain't looking at what you're doing, but they looking at every goddamn thing you saying and doing. And when you say something that's fucked up like you just did, nigga, do whatever. I mean, I ain't looking to rob your motherfucking ass, but if I was, I'd show a way to cut on your ass since I done heard you spit this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that. I'm just being real, man. They can be listening to shit. So why would you allow them to hear some shit that's going to make you a mark? Because you don't know no better. And you don't care.
My bad.
Hey, bro, you don't know no better, and you don't care. Because you think whatever the fuck you're doing is cool. And I think it's cool, too, because you're here, and evidently you're doing good. But, bro, just don't get out of your element ever. Because I'm a nigga that just stayed out of my element. This city, that city, new state, whatever the fuck, come on. Shit. I ain't got no element. I'm a chameleon. I'm finna be where the fuck I need to be, period. And that's the way, at least that's what I intend, or my intentions are. Excuse me, when I be talking to motherfuckers, man, I be wanting to realize, man, you can't be stuck in no goddamn thought. Some thought process. Life, I mean, shit. You come up to this corner, you want to walk across the street. I come up to the corner, then I want to walk across the street. The only thing we're going to do the same is make sure we don't get ran over. But other than that, how we get across the street or how we do whatever the fuck we do is going to be completely dependent on whatever the fuck we got to do. That's why your business is the only business you should be worried about. My business is the only business I should be worried about. And if you think like that, you can keep everything compartmentalized so you don't make the mistake you just made and show a motherfucker you a sucker. And I don't care if you believe me or not. I don't care. You got straight suck in you. And you, the only thing you will do is if a motherfucker fuck with you, you sure beat his ass or he going to have to really beat your ass. But then I don't hear no punk in you, but I sure hear sucker shit in you. Thinking that bullshit. Man, I hope we cool. Call in again, man. I don't want to talk about this sucker shit. I'm telling you. Sucker shit is motherfucking contagious. You can't entertain it long. You gotta. Six, six, oh, I see you pop back up. Why are you not using your motherfucking London number? Oh, shit. But anyway, I'm going to keep using my people skills to decide what I need to do. I'm going to use my people skills to decide to where I need to go. You know, nobody's perfect, especially in politics. But it's really a shame that I'm not running for no motherfucking office. Man, if I got in there and had any clout, I'd limit all politicians to a 10-year career. And after that, you have to be out of politics for 10 years. And if you want to come back, you can come back for 10 years, the 10-year plan. Because what I'm saying, you get them motherfuckers been a senator for 45 years, shit. he's still dealing with the deals he did when he was in fucking just a 5-year senator. Something that's 20 years old. Something that's outdated. But, you know, he got to keep his word. Man, come on, shit. Fuck all that. See, it's them motherfucking senators or whoever people that make the laws, if the laws actually affected them like it affects us, it would be different. So they can vote on health this, health that. It don't affect them. They still got their health plan. They can vote on whatever the fuck they vote on. They can pass whatever they pass, and it don't affect them. They're part of the United States citizenship, but it don't affect them. Because they're in politics. So, if they had this 10-year limitation, the 10 years that they was off, they would get to be affected by what their decisions were. Yeah, you got 10 years of suffering like we do. Now, I know you all, I know you all a little bit. I'm just saying, none of the shit they discuss or make decisions on have anything to do with you all. You all really care about the decisions they make. Taxes, come on, inside information are all on their side. I don't know if you know this, but there's a bill in Congress that's going to prevent all congressmen from using their insider information to make money. Because there's a couple of congressmen that's actually affiliated with the oil companies that's on the environmental whatever group or whoever they are. I'm saying, man, you think he gonna vote to make his money go away? I'm going to leave you with this, but I want you to think about it. Black people who are authentic are rarely heard by the masses. And when they are heard, most people don't believe them. Most of us, black people, don't realize, Mexicans too, don't realize this. But we don't think things are pertinent or important unless it has a okay from white people. We didn't need white people to tell us that our children needed their fathers in their lives. But we also didn't do a motherfucking thing about it until it became mainstream news. Oh God, I gotta answer this one, but he got a private number and it might be this fucking pizza ordering motherfucker. Private number, what's up?
Rosebud, it's EO.
What's up, EO? EO, wait a minute. This EO?
Rosebud, you know I love you. What have you been talking about me, man?
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Stop right there. Check this out. Why didn't you introduce yourself or identify yourself when you called me those two times before?
Man, this is the first time I'm calling you, man.
This is what?
This is the first time I'm calling you, man.
You lying ass motherfucker. That's that fucking pizza motherfucker, man. That ain't EO, you guys. 209, what's up? What's going on? I'm good, brother.
Man, fantastic, bro. Hey, I wanted your opinion on first shall be last and last shall be first. You ever heard that before?
I didn't. What did you say? First you'll be last and last you'll be first?
Yeah, you ever heard that before?
No.
It's a Bible verse talking about the first shall be last, and the last shall be first in the last days. And I was just wondering if you had an opinion on that.
Oh, I know what that means. That's the motherfuckers in life that's been living it, having the life of Riley, they first. But when the time comes, they're going to be last. And the motherfuckers that's been suffering,
okay. You
know, they're going to end up going in first. That's what that means, but I don't have no opinion on it.
Okay. That's what that means. Okay. That's basically what I wanted to know, what it meant, not your opinion. Okay.
All right.
All good, brother.
All right, man. Thanks. Okay. So you guys see, I got to go through this kind of shit. You see how that fucking dude called on the blackest number out of some shit. And called in and pretended. Shit. Just pretended to be EO. Even though I talk all this shit, EO ain't that big of a punk. Shit. What I'm saying is first of all, you got to understand, there's hella examples that I can use. But suffice it to say that we got to stop allowing this bullshit. We got many fine examples, male and female. But the people who need to take notice the most turn a blind eye to the shit, to any positive message we try to give. I think the generation we need to focus on are the children being born now, and maybe the under 6-year-olds. But even at 6, it may be too motherfucking late. We might not be able to do them no good. The kids I speak of are open to learning what is important, especially what's important to take into their young adult lives so they can prosper. Today's teens and young adults have been overly spoiled by technology. Whatever technology has to offer, we're going to do it. And you expected, or if you expect them to exert any energy towards learning something other than the latest goddamn video game, is useless. So we need to focus on the ones we can possibly help see the light. And as they mature, so will their knowledge of self. Then we could possibly save our humanity. Stop. I told you motherfuckers I'm going to be talking about shit like this. So I hope it ain't too boring for you motherfuckers. But I ain't really going to talk about too much of that other shit. Because that shit, let me see what y'all talking about. Y'all ain't even really talking about it. Get in the way and get the fuck over. Yep, dumb. Dumb up now, whatever. I'm dumb as now, because I know. Come on, man. We energy dumb. Whatever. That dumb up comment is the real mistake about the internet play in today's society. Okay, y'all can't get it with each other. So I ain't mad, man. But look, you ain't got no questions for me. You ain't got no real... Hey, baby, what's going on? Yeah, look, I'm finna go. I guess I might have to mix it up. I can't just talk about all this scholastic shit I see. Because you motherfuckers don't really have no questions about it. You don't have nothing to say. I would imagine it's because you're just letting me say what the fuck I think. But that ain't how I like it, so maybe to my next little video. Go. Oh, 647, what's up, man? 607 and 909. 909, I'm getting you in a minute. 607, what's happening?
What's going on, Unc? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Man, I'm excellent. I'm excellent. My question for you is, how do you maintain, sorry, how do you find your balance and when you recognize that it's a good time to just have that balance?
Hey, bro, Dan, see, you guys kill me with these sayings and definitions. You know, balance, I mean, I get what you're saying as far as what you're asking. But the way you find that is to believe in yourself, man. And what I'm saying is when you think to do this and you start doing this, and as this go on, you start thinking about it, and you'll feel that balance, that very balance you're talking about. Otherwise, you want to know that you're moving in the right direction at the right time, at the right pace, right?
Yeah.
That's how you do it, man. And I'm saying this. I'm going to ask you this question. And I don't know if you're going to be honest or not, but I'm going to ask you, do you believe in yourself?
It comes and it goes.
See, you don't believe in yourself. Bro, you don't believe in yourself. And this is the problem. You guys will lie and lie and lie and lie. Unless you can say, hell yeah, I believe in myself. Then you don't. Because you think I'm going to say it comes and goes? You think any real motherfucker go answer that way about if they believe in themselves? So you're lying to yourself, bro. Period. And until you accept that you're a fucking liar, so much so that you do it to yourself, or maybe you can get into Sidewalk University. I don't know, man, what you really need to do. To me, I can help you. Hey, let me tell you this, I know I can help you. You see how I bust you out right now, just talk to you first time ever. And you know goddamn well.
No, this is the second time I called you. This is the second time I called you.
Well, the second time you called in, I don't remember you. So it's the first time
to
me. It's the first time to me. So I'm saying,
yeah.
I can see through muddy water and spot dry land, and you ain't got to be standing next to me for me to know who the fuck you are. That's because I'm a conversationist. I know what to ask. I know what to listen for. So do yourself a favor. Stop lying to yourself. Or if you can't, sign up to Sidewalk University for the October semester. All right, bro, that's my advice. Hey, 909, what's up with you? Thanks for holding on. 909, you there? I guess not. Okay, you guys, I had a rush of calls. I thought I was going to get a real actual talk show going where motherfuckers call in and kick it with a nigga. But I guess not. So look, I'm going to go because I got to do 60-minute shows or videos. I will. Because being that, you know, I don't want to be controversial about bullshit. 909, you back? I thought I just saw you leave, bro. What's up? You there?
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
Alright, I wanted to ask you, how do I stop being scary and, like, take action to doing big plans and things like that?
Hey, bro, stop. You talked to me not too long ago, right?
Yeah.
And you was asking me these same questions, right?
Not the same type of question. No.
Hey, listen, man. I don't want to play games. You was asking me the same type of questions.
No, I even remember what questions I asked you.
What did you
it
ask?
It wasn't the same.
What the fuck you asked?
First one was, I think it was, why did you only pimp on white hoes? And second question was, something like... Oh.
No, you asked me something about how do you get past the phone number and to the pussy or some shit.
No.
All right, man.
That's what I remember, but
hey,
this is
hey,
a question.
Hey, fuck it. Come out. What's your question?
I just wanted to ask, like, how do I stop being scared about taking action to, like, big things?
Hey, man, first and foremost, you got to do a whole bunch of small things. And you got to recognize the small things when you do them. And appreciate the fact that you did them. And then slowly but surely build up. Now, as far as that go, the way you're going to learn it is to bring your ass to Sidewalk University. So that's my question. Why ain't you trying to enroll?
I sent you an email, but you haven't answered it yet.
You sent me an email about enrolling in Sidewalk University, and I have not answered it?
I asked you, like, how much did it cost in some other question. You should see it, though.
When did you send me the email?
Let me see, on the 21st.
Okay, man, check this out. AskRosebud.com. Listen, AskRosebud.com. That's my doggone site. The prices, everything is there. If you want to get down, we can. You know, we can get out, but about answering all this stuff and giving away shit that people pay for, I ain't gonna do.
All right, then.
That's it, man. I ain't finna do that shit. A private number. I ain't finna fuck with you either. 209. Where did you go, man?
Rosebud.
Private number. What's up?
Rosebud is EO, man. Why you hung up on me, man?
Man, this ain't no motherfucking EO, you bitch-ass motherfucker. EO got another number. 254. What's up, 254?
Yo, Bud, what's up, bro?
None, what's happening?
Man, I just wanted to come in and pay homage to you, man. You had said some shit in yesterday's video that basically had answered a question that I asked a while back, but you had Steve the Dean on the damn show, and he just took the shit out of context, and it ended up turning into some shit that it wasn't. But I had hit the Cash App yesterday. If you got a Cash App that said for crumbs, that was just referring to the little YouTube crumbs that you know you
been
doing, man.
I've seen that a couple of times, bro. Crumbs, yeah.
Yeah, that was me, man. That was me. I had to just bless you, you know, for what I can for right now. But
what did I answer? So
a dude had asked a question yesterday. I guess he was in a relationship with a lady or whatever, and he's saying he wasn't attracted to her no more. But she was doing everything that he wanted and getting him money and all of this and all of that, but he was just like he wasn't attracted to her. And he was like, well, shit, do she know you're not attracted to her? And he was like, yeah. And he said, well, shit, ain't nothing you can do to hurt her feelings then. Shit, she already know what's up. And that's probably, like, you know, basically the same situation that I'm in where, you know, my woman do everything that I ask her. She give me money, whatever, take care of me and shit, but I just don't have that attraction for her, you know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
but
let me ask you something, man.
Uh-huh.
Have you tried to figure out what or why you're not attracted to her?
It's her lack of intelligence. Not to say that she's dumb, but she just don't stimulate me intellectually.
What is she, like a soap opera watching type woman or like?
Yeah, she watches CSI shows and all of this shit. Just, that's all she want to watch.
Hooked on the TV and media bullshit, huh?
Right.
Well, man, that is, my woman like that too, man, to tell you the truth. And I hate it. I hate it, man. I hate that
right.
shit.
Right.
But, wait, stop. I ain't telling you what to do, but I'm telling you know, what I do is I've already done. I mean, either I don't like the shit or I do, but I know I don't like the shit. So either I'm going to deal with it or I'm not. Because what I'm saying is since I like the bitch, I figure, man, my crib big enough for me to just get away from that shit. But I'm going to keep saying whatever I have to say about it But I'm not gonna demand it, because if I demand it, it's gonna have to happen right now, and that may cause a big problem. Which I'm not saying I'm worried about a problem. It's just that I'm trying to avoid them motherfuckers right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Bro,
mm-hmm.
You just understand. I'm knocking on 70, man. I'm just sick of starting, you know, something with a motherfucking one or two little things about this motherfucker make me say fuck. Because that's what I be doing. One or two things, man. I'm saying, shit, I'm gone.
I know that's fucked up.
But...
I told my woman the same thing, bro. Like, man, all this is the longest relationship I've ever been in, because I'm trying to figure out the shit that I'm willing to deal with versus, you know, the other shit that I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, though, that's how I deal with it. I just come down to my basement. I got my man cave set up down here. And I just spend my time down here, let her do her thing. Or if I want to go out, I go out, take me a walk or whatever. And I just let her ass watch TV. But like you told old girl, what I like is you said.
Hold on, 209. I got you on, but hold on, 209. Hey, 254.
Yeah.
254, the one thing fucked up about that, going down there to the basement and shit, which is what I do when I go into my little room and shit. That's building a wall, man. And pretty soon that wall gonna be completed. Then you gonna have a wall between you and your brow, man. That's why I'm trying to stop that goddamn shit and figure out another motherfucking way. But I'm gonna have to do what I do now, because that's what I'm doing. But I know that ain't the best way, man, because you just complete... There's one thing you missing. And that bitch is cool. She cool. Whatever it is, she cool as fuck. And ain't no way in the world you going to... Well, not ain't no way. But you taking a big risk to think you're going to find another motherfucker that's going to be cool like that. And I ain't saying she cool because she accept your shit. I'm just saying she cool because of how she is. That's how my motherfucking broad is. That's all I mean, I care about the fucking media shit, but I don't give a fuck,
yeah,
man. Hey, I got somebody else, man. I got to get him. Hey, what's up, 209?
Hey, bud.
I got you. What's happening?
Hey, I was going over some of your old information about 3 years ago, right?
Right.
And I seen something on there said, if he sleeps, don't wake him up, right?
That's right.
Bro, all my life, bro, until you broke it down, I always was thinking about it literally, okay, as far as somebody in the bed sleep. You know what I mean? Because when I was a kid, mom used to always say, don't wake him up. You know, he's sleeping, right? But I never took it as game-orientated about somebody who, you know, you might have an opinion that might step their game up some. Don't do it.
Hey, man, I've been fucking up all my life. Hey, but what makes him sleep is, let's say you do have that point that might step their game up and you drop it on them and they just completely ignore it like they, you know, now he's sleep. So you just don't, you know what I'm saying? You can't wake that motherfucker up. You wait to show.
Exactly. Hey, man, that right there is so important.
And that's dope, man, because they're sayings, man. You got to know what they really fucking mean for them to help you.
Right. Hey, all I right, like when you said, because they might be dreaming about the life you living. And that was real, bro. So, yeah.
Hey, wait a minute now. Come on. Some motherfuckers be dreaming, and they really be dreaming. And that's all they doing is they fucking sleep. And they might be dreaming about the life, but another motherfucker be dreaming because he's plotting for his future. And his dreams is reflecting his thoughts. So they are about whatever his future.
Can't tap out.
Hey, I'm just saying, bro, we got to have everything straight when we talk.
That's right.
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. All right, you guys.
Hey, I appreciate it.
There's one thing that is really true and should be obvious about me. I mean, there's nothing I'm not going to address if you bring it to me. And if you bring it to me, if it's about some game, if it's about some square shit, I know the same. I'm equal in each area. Because now this is going to sound crazy, but I was in the game, you know, shit, 30 or 40 years. And I've been a square 10, 15 years. So what I'm saying is I got time in both areas. And, of course, I've been applying whatever I think and whatever I know to both areas. It's just now. I ain't going to do nothing for no white boy and his company. I'm just going to sit up here and do what I do. Then, which I recently started, actually including paying my taxes, and they killing me. They really, 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 really fucking with me. But I took care of that. But my thing, my real thing, is to become viable as a business entity. Sidewalk University. I ain't trying to borrow no motherfucking money. I ain't trying to get in no motherfucking debt. I'm just trying to be able to live on what the fuck I think. And that's what I want you to understand I'm doing. I only want to live for what I think. I don't want to live for what some other motherfucker has been planned for a nigga that's 68, man. Motherfucker. I mean, hopefully. Well, I'll say this. If I was 20 and I started living and working and blah, 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 I got to be 68, I think I would have more than I have now. As well, not more, but I would be more able to stop working than I am now. Because of how everything I did would be adding up to what somebody said it should add up to at this point in your life, blah, blah, blah. But right now, think about this. This is true. You have a 68-year-old motherfucker. Something happened. And he probably can pay for $1,200. But it's going to kill him. Not kill him, but you know, it's going to really, 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 really do something to him. Now, I got stuff at 19. Man, shit. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to say that's not going to do nothing to me. But I can definitely say it ain't going to affect my motherfucking life worth a fuck. It's just something that I had to pay for. That shit ain't gonna change my life. Ain't gonna make me have to alter a motherfucking thing. There's nothing. And that's because of the way the fuck I think. That's because of the way I move. That's because I'm always being a conceited bastard. Every fucking thing I do is for my motherfucking future. And if you with me, then your future is included. If you can't believe that, I ain't mad at you. And don't expect me to try to prove it to your motherfucking ass. Hey, you guys, goddamn, I've been on here too fucking long, goddamn it, shit. I'm gone. Hey, I'm gonna do another video. I got to get ready for class. Honey, how did UPS go? You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you guys just coming in on Streamline. You know what? I gotta start over because this shit is important to me. Man, I really suck there. Well, maybe not. I know a lot of you motherfuckers listen to me on the podcast and talk to. But those of you just coming in, it's because I forgot to go live. So it's stranger. But everything I talked about, everything I talked about is on blog talk. Fast Rosebud, so. And just to recap some of it, I was trying to tell you guys about I am like over this Three Amigos bullshit. I ain't got no problem with Steve, I ain't got no problem with the car, I ain't got no problem with the old except fucking the old father in my motherfucking show. And he didn't say who he was. Talk to me, let me call him a punk, let me call the Three Amigos and suckers. He never identified himself. So what I'm saying is game, first thing about game, nigga bring it to you, that's what they gonna do. They gonna bring it to you. But you better stand up. If you don't stand up, you done lost all respect like that motherfucker that lost for me. I wish you would call me with some goddamn bullshit about what I'm saying, because what he did was punk shit. And I told Steve the Dean, you need to quit fucking with that motherfucking nigga. You got something wrong with him. The Steve the Dean, but like, whatever. I'm just saying, if you guys want to know why I was so upset about these motherfuckers using the word game, it's because of what that punk nigga did on the motherfucking video. Can't you see that, so the video is called, Can't You See That I'm Saying You Can Do It Too, or this is YouTube, 17 minutes and 54 seconds in. Now, why I know that? Because niggas hit me, emailed me, man, that was EO on the phone. Woo-woo. At this point, but I got three or four of those. Then I go on, you know, and listen to it, and I realize it is this nigga. Because what I don't like is that he didn't identify himself. Plus, I was saying, man, you a fuck. I'm talking about right in this face as we talking. Man, that shit you said is some really punk-ass shit. I'm saying this shit to the nigga. The nigga never spoke up. The nigga never spoke up. Then he said, damn, man, I'm speechless. Man, I don't know what to say to you. Look at the video and see it. 1754 in. Can't you see this is for you? Whatever. How many games? Whatever. My point. Is how can a nigga with game let that happen? I just can't see it. That showed that he possessed sucker's game. Sucker's got the game he got. Because think about this. What if we were somewhere public? Well, this was public. And everybody heard him. So I don't even have to say nothing. This has already been done. It was in public. Everybody fucking heard him say, oh, man. You got me speechless. I tell you, the motherfucker with game goes shut but you want to believe the nigga got some game. Steve the Dean, he fucked with me. So I would imagine this shit is nowhere near that weak. And I don't think it is. Matter of fact, I'll say it ain't. But what I'm saying is Steve Dean did some fuck shit too. He didn't tell me I was on that white boy show. I hold that against the nigga, and I probably will never forget it. But it do not mean me and that nigga ain't cool. I told you Shante crossed me out of a bitch. I ain't never forgot it. Don't mean me and that nigga ain't cool. I don't give a fuck you crossed me, you black motherfucker. Same with you, Steve. I don't give a fuck if you did that shit. You see, I didn't like it, though. But EO, don't you come fucking with me. You can if you want to, at your own motherfucking risk. I drive a Mack truck at night when there's no stars out, the moon ain't out, there is no electricity, so there's no fucking street light. I speed in a fucking pedestrian area and ain't got no brakes. Get my motherfucking way if you want to, nigga. Get in my motherfucking way if you want to, so much you got some game. Alright. Alright, fuck that. I'll be good with that. And, I'm gonna go on with what I'm talking about. Because what I'm saying is, I'll just be speechless about how these motherfuckers be acting. Not EO them, I'm talking about police. You know, I always say, do what the motherfucking popos say, and you might get to see tomorrow. But this dude was, oh, it was in Tulsa. Tulsa, Oklahoma. She told this motherfucking nigga to get his wife. And he turned the ass, he kind of turned around and get his, and he turned around to get his ID. And when the motherfucker reached for his ID, his wallet, the bitch shot him. She said she was afraid for her life. Now, I know police all over the nation hate that bitch now. They hate her. Because now they can't use that fake ass excuse. How's she gonna be afraid for her life and the nigga ass can he get his ID? So they all knew the way to get away with murdering black motherfuckers was to say they was afraid for their life. I'm talking about when the cam was rolling, this bitch shot an unarmed black man who was fully being compliant with her orders. The nigga ended up dead in the streets. So how can I tell your motherfucking ass to do what the police say? This shit got to stop. Not later. It got to stop now. This should be a thing of the past. You know, motherfuckers doing this shit. You want to know what a thing of the past is? This is something that's completely gone. People skills. People skills have been eroded from humanity. There's people who have skills, but they don't have people skills. You ever hear of people skills? You know what they are? You know, 6-6, oh shit, that's that fucking hamburger man. 6-6, oh, I ain't fucking with you. What I'm saying is, You need to hear about people skills. Today, people are using everything except their God-given ability to do shit. I'm guilty of it too. I used to have a phone book with a bunch of numbers, but I never used it because I remember all the numbers, whoever reported to me. I don't give a fuck if it was in New York and in San Francisco and LA, wherever the fuck it was, whatever the area code was. I knew that shit by heart. I had it in the phone book. And every blue moon, I did forget somebody's number. But what I'm saying is, since this technology, I don't even know my daughter's phone number. I just know she's number one. The favorite phone number. And I know it begins with what it begins with. And when I put it, what it begins with, the rest of it comes up. But I don't know her number. So, what I'm saying is, if you want to buy a car, instead of looking for the motherfucker, you get on the internet and allow the cars to be shown to you. I mean, that's cool if that's what you want to do. When you want to look for a hotel to stay in, you go to Travelocity or something so they can do the work for you. I mean, that's cool too if that's what you want to do. When you want to go out with a person, you use the internet to do research. Now, we got to draw a line right there. The line must be drawn in the sand. And if you don't want to cross into certain boundaries, you better, you know, pay attention to it. Not using your own ability to determine what person is cool for you is a fucking boundary you should not want to cross. Many of you motherfuckers are in the wrong. Many of you motherfuckers are looking for this quick fix. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're looking for. But there is no quick fix. There is a fix. And it actually happens rapidly. What I'm saying is people's skills that we once had are being replaced by automation and technology. Back in the day when you wanted to have a girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, we didn't need no goddamn technology to send those texts or whatever the fuck. We wanted to have them come into existence. But the way it was built was you have to look from some motherfucker in person. We could only depend on our people skills. 6-6-0, I've been letting you sit here for the past X amount of minutes. I didn't see how I'm going. Call right back. And I guess you think you're going to let me, let you order some pizza. I got you, man. 10 Downing Street. If something wasn't this person you're interested in, if something was in their past, we found out. We didn't need no motherfucking computer. Or technology. Sometimes we did. But it wasn't because we didn't, you know, use a computer. It was because we didn't put the work in fine. Today, people don't have any skills. And that's the same to me. If you use the computer to find out about a potential date. Do you think that computer can do what you can do? I think not. That computer can tell you everything you think is important about that motherfucker. It can tell you what their income is. It can tell you their credit rating. And many, many, many more things it can tell you about this person. But you want to know that motherfucker can't tell you. That computer cannot tell you whether or not this person just started smoking crack in the last 3 months. Or doing heroin. Or any other fucking bad habit that people pick up.
Motherfuckers that have jobs, that's the police. And they get fucked with.
So what the fuck are you saying?
All right.
You can come back for 10 years. The 10 year plan. Because what I'm saying, you get them motherfuckers been in a senator for 45 years. Shit. He's still dealing with the deals he did when he was in fucking just a 5 year senator. Something that's 20 years old. Something that's outdated. But, you know, we gotta keep his word. See, if them motherfucking senators or whoever people that make the laws, if the laws actually affected them, like it affects us, it would be different. But they can vote on health, this, health, that. It don't affect them. They can vote on whatever the fuck they vote on. They can pass whatever they pass, and it don't affect them. They're part of the United States citizenship, but it doesn't affect them. Because they have politics. So, if they have this 10-year limitation, the 10 years that they was off, they would get to be affected by what their decisions were. Yeah, you got 10 years of something like we do. Now, I know you all, I know you all a little bit. I'm just saying, none of the shit they discuss or make decisions on have anything to do with you all. You all really care about the decisions they make. Taxes, you know, inside information are all on their side. I don't know if you know this, but there's a bill in Congress that's going to prevent all congressmen from using their insider information to make money. Because there's a couple of congressmen that's actually affiliated with the oil companies that's on the environmental whatever group, whoever they are. I'm saying that. You think he's going to make his money go away? I'm going to leave you with this. And I want you to think about it. Black people who are authentic are rarely heard by the masses. And when they are heard, most people don't believe them. Most of us, black people, don't realize, Mexicans too, don't realize this, but we don't think things are pertinent or important unless it has a okay from white people. We don't need white people to tell us that our children needed their fathers in their lives. But we also didn't do a motherfucking thing about it until it became mainstream news. Oh God, I gotta answer this one. But he got a private number. And it might be this fucking pizza ordering motherfucker. Private number, what's up? What's up, EO? EO, wait a minute. This EO? Hey, man, hey, listen, stop right there. Check this out. Why didn't you introduce yourself or identify yourself when you called me those two times before? This is what? You lying ass motherfucker. That's that fucking pizza motherfucker, man. That ain't EO, you guys. 209, what's up? What's going on? I'm good, brother. How about you?
Man, fantastic, bro. I like it, so maybe the next little video.
647. What's up, man? 607 and 909. 909 will get you in the middle. 607, what's happening?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Man, I'm excellent. I'm excellent. My question to you is, how do you maintain, or how do you find your balance if you recognize that it's a good time
Hey, bro. Man, see, you guys kill me with these sayings and definitions. You know, balance, I mean, I get what you're saying as far as what you're asking. But the way you find that is to believe in yourself, man. And what I'm saying is when you think to do this and you start doing this, and as this go on, you start thinking about it, and you'll feel that balance, that very balance you're talking about. Otherwise, you want to know that you're moving in the right direction at the right time, at the right pace, right? That's how you do it, man. And I'm saying this. I'm going to ask you this question. And I don't know if you're going to be honest or not, but I'm going to ask you. Do you believe in yourself? See, you don't believe in yourself. Wrong. You don't believe in yourself. And this is the problem. You guys will lie and lie and lie and lie. Unless you can say, hell yeah, I believe in myself. Then you don't. Because you think I'm afraid it comes and goes? You think any real motherfucker don't answer that way about if they believe in themselves? So you're lying to yourself, bro. Period. And until you accept that you're a fucking liar, so much so that you do it to yourself, or maybe you can get into Sidewalk University. I don't know, man, what you really need to do. To me, I can help you. Hey, let me tell you this. Why I know I can help you. You see how I bust you out right now, just talk to you first time ever. And you know goddamn well, well, it's the second time you called in. I don't remember you. So it's the first time to me. It's the first time to me. So I'm saying, I can see a bloody water spot dry land, and you ain't got to be standing next to me for me to know who the fuck you are. That's because I'm a conversationist. I know what to ask. I know what to listen for. So do yourself a favor. Stop lying to yourself. Or if you can't, sign up for Sidewalk University for the October semester. All right, bro, that's my advice. Hey, 909, what's up with you? Thanks for holding on. 909, you there? I guess not. Okay, you guys. I had a rush of calls. I thought I was going to get a real actual talk show going where motherfuckers call in and kick it with a nigga. But I guess not. So look, I'm going to go. Since I got to do 60-minute shows or videos, I will. Because being that, you know, I don't want to be controversial about bullshit. Now, you back? I thought I just saw you leave, bro. What's up? You there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. What's up?
I wanted to ask you, how can I still be saying that take action to bring attention?
Hey, bro, stop. You talked to me not too long ago, right?
Yeah.
And you was asking me these same questions, right? Hey, listen, man, I don't want to play games. You was asking me the same type of questions.
No, I remember the question.
What did you ask? What the fuck you asked?
The question was, I think you were asking, why did you make it like this? The second question was,
Superman.
No, you asked me something about how do you get past the phone number and to the pussy or some shit.
No.
All right, man, whatever. Come on. Hey, fuck it. Come on. What's your question?
I want to ask you, so just how do it's not a big thing about teaching exercise, big things.
Hey, man, first and foremost, you got to do a whole bunch of small things. And you got to recognize the small things when you do them. And appreciate the fact that you did them. And then slowly but surely build up. Now, as far as that goes, the way you're going to learn it is to bring your ass to Sidewalk University. So that's my question. Why ain't you trying to enroll?